Hello, listening friends, and welcome to Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lina Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so. Stay tuned. Following talks between the Venezuelan government and the opposition in Barbados earlier this week and mediated by Norway, Barbados ambassador to the Caribbean community, CARICOM David Commission, praised the region for staying the non-interventionist course in the face of pressure from larger nations bent on military intervention. Delivering his report on the last week's annual CARICOM summit in St. Lucia, Ambassador Commissioning said that it is never too late to use the power of dialogue to settle conflicts, echoing a similar sentiment offered by Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley. Ambassador Commission further said, diplomacy of peace has been vindicated. At the conclusion of the CARICOM summit in St. Lucia, it was announced that Barbados would be hosting talks between the government of Venezuela and the opposition. The talks took place Monday through Wednesday this week. Ambassador Commission said, this, to my mind, is a consolidation and vindication of CARICOM's diplomacy of peace. I think the world is coming to recognize that the position taken by CARICOM in favor of peace and dialogue was the correct position. There were big countries who were saying that the time for talks is over, but CARICOM spoke truth to power when we said that the time for dialogue and the time for peace is never over. Barbados is a member of a troika of CARICOM nations, including St. Kitts and Nevis and Trinidad and Tobago, which have been instrumental in pushing for non-intervention in and dialogue on the Venezuelan situation by spearheading the five-month-old Montevideo mechanism along with Mexico and Uruguay. You're tuning in to Radio Havana Cuba, which is presenting a new special edition of our regular Caribbean Outlook show. Also on the situation in Venezuela, the country's foreign minister Jorge Arreaza denounced earlier this week that the Trump administration was seeking to destroy the peace negotiations between delegates of President Nicolas Maduro and the country's opposition in Barbados. In a message on Twitter, Arreaza wrote, due to the resounding failure of all forms of aggression against Venezuela, the Trump administration intends to destroy the political dialogue process between the government and the opposition, trying to impose its warfare agenda. They will not be able to do it. Peace will prevail. Arreaza's comments came after a U.S. State Department spokesperson told EFE that the U.S. government considered that the ouster of President Nicolas Maduro should be top on the peace dialogue in Barbados. Venezuela's permanent representative to the United Nations, Samuel Moncada, also warned earlier this week that the Trump administration continues its plans of a military intervention in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. And that's all for today. Join us again every week for Caribbean-related news, feature reports, and music here on Radio Havana Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. We'll leave you now with a beautiful song dedicated to Venezuela. We know you will enjoy it. Until next time.
Llevo tu luz y tu aroma en mi piel y el cuatro en el corazón. Llevo en mi sangre la espuma del mar y tu horizonte en mis ojos. No envidio el vuelo ni el nido al turpial. Soy como el viento en la miel.
Siento el Caribe como a una mujer. Soy así, ¿qué voy a hacer? Soy desierto, selva, nieve y volcán. Y al andar dejo mi estela, el rumor del llano en una canción que me desvela. La mujer que quiero tiene que ser corazón, fuego y escuela, con la piel tostada como la flor de Venezuela. Con tu paisaje y mis sueños me iré por esos mundos de Dios, y tus recuerdos al atardecer me harán más corto el camino. Entre tus playas quedó mi niñez, tendida al viento y al sol, y esa nostalgia que sube a mi voz sin querer se hizo canción. De los montes quiero la inmensidad y del río la acuarela, y de ti los hijos que sembrarán nuevas estrellas. Y sin ti